You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. This is Connect to Success. I'm your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill, and this is, again, Connect to Success. I'll be bringing you stories of inspiration in hopes that you will connect to your own success. We're going to do something a little different today, and I hope you enjoy what we're going to do just because I think it's important. Country singer, songwriter, actress, and philanthropist Dolly Parton lost her husband of over 60 years, Carl Dean, on March 3, 2025. She announced on her social media that he had died in Nashville at the age of 82. On May 30, 1966, Parton and Dean were married in Ringgold, Georgia. Although she does not use Dean's surname professionally, she has stated that her passport reads Dolly Parton Dean, and she continues to use it and sometimes uses it when signing contracts. Dean, who ran an asphalt road and driveway paving business in Nashville for decades, shunned the publicity. He rarely accompanied his wife to any public events. Parton jokingly said that he only saw her perform once. However, she would also state in interviews that even though it appeared they spent little time together, it was because nobody saw him publicly. Dean would often visit Dollywood unrecognized. She commented on his romantic side, saying that he did spontaneous things to surprise her and sometimes even wrote poems for her. In 2011, Parton says, "We're really very proud of our marriage. It's the first for both of us and the last." While that earthly love story has ended, we send prayers out to her during this time. We continue the show with celebrating the 30th anniversary of her literacy program, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. The program, which is a part of the Dollywood Foundation, was founded in honor of her father, who never learned to read or write. It mails one book per month to each enrolled child from the time of their birth until they enter kindergarten. Currently, over 1,600 local communities provide the Imagination Library to almost 850,000 children each month across the U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, and the Republic of Ireland. In February 2018, she donated her 100th million free book, a copy of Parton's children's picture book, Coat of Many Colors, to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., where she was honored for her work. Since its launch in 1995, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library has set and surpassed many goals and milestones. Today, the free book program sends more than 1 million books per month to children around the world, inspiring them to dream more, learn more, care more, and be more. Now, if you have a child or know a child that would benefit from Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, call 1-865-428-9606 to get more information or go to imaginationlibrary.com. Also, more information about this program is so good, especially for children who are blind or print impaired. It's a great way for them to learn how to begin reading and understanding. So how the program works: each month, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library mails a high-quality, age-appropriate book to all registered children, addressed to them at no cost to the child's family. Countless parents have shared how excited their child is when their new book arrives each month. Many groups and individuals work behind the scenes to make that special moment possible for each child. The Imagination Library provides the infrastructure of the core program, including managing the secure central database for the book order system and coordinating book selections and wholesale purchasing. It also incurs the cost of the program's administrative expenses and coordinates the monthly mailings. Good reading habits from the Imagination Library has lots of experience with caregivers, children, and reading. They encourage good reading habits for parents, caregivers, and their children. When your child receives their Imagination Library books, they ask that you do the following. Begin reading to your child immediately. Read to your child at least 5 days per week. Read books multiple times. Snuggle, ask questions, notice letters, make sounds, have fun. Now, here are a few suggestions to encourage good reading habits at each stage. The single most significant factor influencing a child's early educational success is an introduction to books and being read to at home prior to beginning school. And that comes from the National Commission on Reading. Again, we thank Dolly Parton for all her help and her success in helping all the kids around the world. Now, there are so many other organizations and things out there that are helping people that are blind and print impaired. Many organizations and efforts that they have from the HPH Connect Center, from the Library of Congress, Industries for the Blind and Visually Impaired, other informations and resources. Organization and resources that are out there are the American Printing House for the Blind. It offers a wide array of resources for individuals living with a visual impairment and their families since 1858. Also, National Library Services, NLS, for the blind and print disabled, a free Braille and talking book library service for people with temporary or permanent low vision, blindness, or physical or perceptual disability that prevents them from reading or holding the printed page. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, has affiliates in each state and those for people with special interests that need help. Alliance of Aging and Vision Loss, AAVL, an ACB affiliate for older people who are blind or have low vision. Hadley's Daily Living Workshops offer workshops for people with vision loss. Lighthouse Guides Telesupport Groups provides telesupport groups for individuals with vision loss. Prevent Blindness offers resources for living well with low vision. National Eye Institute conducts and supports research, training, health, information, dissemination, and other programs with respect to blinding eye diseases, visual disorders, mechanisms of visual function, preservation of sight, and the special health programs and requirements of the blind. The American Academy of Ophthalmology provides resources for people with low vision. American Optometric Association, which offers vision rehabilitation resources. Recreational activities, Braille and tactile games. Some games like chess, playing cards, Monopoly, Ludo, and Bingo are available in Braille versions. Audio described movies. Many popular movies have audio described versions available for blind and visually impaired audiences. Arts and crafts, engaging in arts and crafts can be a fun and fulfilling activity. Concerts and other events. You can attend concerts, sporting events, or other events that offer accessible formats. Volunteer, like I do, and like so many do for national organizations as well as local organizations like we do here at the North Carolina Reading Service. You can volunteer, participate in volunteer activities to give back to the community. And like I said, if you're interested in volunteering here locally, you can always contact us at here the Reading Service, and you can reach out to us at 919-832. Let me make sure I got that phone number right, because I mess this up sometimes. Hold on. You ever had a brain fart? Well, that's what I had right now as far as the phone number. I had to think about it for a second, and it is 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. That's the number for the North Carolina Reading Service, NCRS. So if you ever want to volunteer, you can give us a call, and they'll be more than happy to get with you. Ms. Guy Tran is here and other volunteers to help us. And Guy is the executive director, and she's able to get you to what you need to do to apply to be a volunteer, which is a great, great resource here for so many people. It's a great organization, and it's a great way to help. And as I said, that's a way you can participate, volunteer activities to give back to the community, and what better way to do that than to volunteer with the blind and print impaired. Also, other activities you can do. You can go for a walk, enjoy outdoors, and get some exercise. Play sports. Many sports can be adapted for people with vision loss. You can also go to the mill, explore shops, and enjoy the atmosphere. Now, tips for caregivers. Avoid being overprotective. Encourage independence and self-reliance. Build self-confidence. Help your loved one feel capable and confident. Recognize progress, acknowledge and celebrate achievements no matter how small, and encourage self-reliance. Ask before helping to encourage independence. Don't be afraid. Approach situations with a positive attitude and a willingness to learn. Now, the 2025 Eastern North Carolina Regional Braille Challenge was set forth on February 17th, and so many people were involved in that. The State Library of North Carolina Accessible Books and Library Services, ABLS, was thrilled for the event, and it was a compelling event that promised to highlight the talents, which it did, the talents and achievements of blind and visually impaired students in the realm of Braille literacy. It took place on February 17th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind in Raleigh, and this event was a unique opportunity for media professionals to capture and share inspiring stories. The 2025 Eastern North Carolina Regional Braille Challenge, again, is a regional event of Braille Challenge and National Program of Braille Institute. It is a celebration of the Braille literacy, bringing together talented students from all over the regions, from captivating Braille reading sessions to thought-provoking writing challenges. The event was designed to showcase the incredible skills and determination of blind and visually impaired youth. The event was also a potential time for people to get together and learn more about the blind and visually impaired. So great organization and great event. And if you don't know what the SLNCABLS is, ABLS is a free public library for North Carolinians with a print disability such as blindness, a physical disability preventing them from holding a book, or reading disability. The library serves the entire state by mail or online with an assortment of accessible resources like talking books, Braille books, large print books, and descriptive movies. Their website is statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/blind-print-disabled. Again, that's statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/blind-print-disabled. Now, the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, the DNCR, manages, promotes, and enhances the things that people love about North Carolina. Its diverse arts and cultural rich history and spectacular natural areas. Through its programs, the department enhances education, stimulates economic development, improves public health, expands accessibility, and strengthens community resiliency. The department manages over 100 locations across the state, including 27 historic sites, 7 history museums, 2 art museums, 5 science museums, 4 aquariums, 35 state parks, 4 recreation areas, dozens of state trails and natural areas, the North Carolina Zoo, the State Library, the State Archives, the NC Arts Council, the African American Heritage Commission, the American Indian Heritage Commission, the State Historic Preservation Office, the Office of State Archaeology, the Highway Historical Markers Park Program, the NC Land and Water Fund, and the Natural Heritage Program. For more information from their program, you can contact dncr.nc.gov. Now, let's move on to more about helping a caregiver learn more in helping people that helping their loved ones who are coping with vision loss. This is from veryhealth.com. It says, A Caregiver's Guide to Coping with Vision Loss. Losing one's vision can be frightening, and losing the ability to care for yourself is something none of us want to ever think about. Many of us don't realize how much we rely on visual cues to accomplish all that we do in a single day. Vision loss, even mild vision loss, can be devastating and life-changing. Some conditions that cause slow vision loss include glaucoma, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa. Whether it happens to you or someone you love, all sorts of emotions may be clouding your judgment or may be taking you through emotional or physical experiences. These effects can be, like we said, both physical, emotional, affecting not only the person suffering the loss, but also their family and other loved ones around them. Normal everyday tasks such as dressing in the morning or cooking a favorite meal can become quite difficult, even impossible, causing a loss of independence and severe anxiety. Caring for someone with vision loss can also be physically and emotionally draining. Learning ways to help others cope with vision loss can greatly ease the fears and emotional turmoil that it causes. Vision loss and grief. Some doctors compare the initial reaction to vision loss to the Kubler-Ross different stages of grief. After the loss of a loved one, the person experiences vision loss often goes through the same process. Grieving is a natural response to a significant loss. The five stages of grief include denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then finally, acceptance. Denial, when someone receives news about a significant loss, a feeling of disbelief can overtake them. Even after some time has passed, these feelings of disbelief can occur again and again. Anger, a person with vision loss may ask, why me? And feeling of shock and denial start to lessen. Extra energy is available to express feelings of anger. Anger helps people to move forward and direct their grief outward. Bargaining. When you feel helpless about a situation, this can lead to despair. Sometimes out of depression, a person might try to bargain with themselves, others, or a higher power to get rid of the pain. They might make promises such as, if I get my vision back, I will be a better person, or I promise never to do X or other things again. Depression. Feelings of sadness and isolation are hard to overcome. A person will feel alone, thinking that no one else could possibly understand the impact of their loss. These feelings of sadness tend to make people withdraw from their usual social lives, leaving them with feelings of hopelessness. Acceptance. During the final stage of grief, a sense of hope starts to return. One begins to experience periods of optimism for the future. With this hope comes acquiring new skills that enable a return to normal activities. And we love that one. We love that one. Vision loss and isolation. One of the most important ways to help someone with vision loss is to let them know they are not alone. Over 7 million Americans have vision loss, including 1 million with blindness. It is important to let loved ones know they can reach out to others experiencing vision loss, as well as professionals such as their eye doctor, low vision specialist, or someone specializing in occupational therapy. Other resources can be accessed to ease the challenges of adjustment. Vision Aware is a website sponsored by the American Foundation for the Blind and Reader's Digest Partners for Sight Foundation. It offers a state-by-state directory of services for the visually impaired. A return to normal. As a caregiver, assure your patient or loved one that if they are willing to make adjustments, it is possible for them to continue to enjoy their favorite hobbies and activities. The more they are willing to continue to participate in society, the easier it will be for them to continue their favorite activities. Let them know they don't have to stop working either. Although there are exceptions for certain jobs, many people who develop vision loss continue in their current positions. You've probably come into contact with people every day with low vision and didn't realize it because they are functioning at a very high level, even with decreased vision. Reaching out for help. When they are ready, you may consider enrolling your loved one in a class to learn new skills for regaining independence. Classes are taught by vision mobility specialists who help teach alternative techniques to maintain independence. Occupational therapists also teach the mobility and motor skills that are required to function with low vision. There are always mental health professionals who specialize in vision loss or disabilities. Solutions and tools are available to assist in cooking a favorite meal in the kitchen safely, getting around efficiently in the home, paying bills alone, and performing other tasks that are essential to everyday living. Technology has advanced to assist with these activities. Computers and appliances can be adapted to better suit someone with decreased vision. The Lighthouse Guild also offers many resources for those dealing with vision loss. Tips for coping. Those with significant vision loss can be taught how to continue living a productive life. The following is a list of hints and tips for helping someone with reduced vision learn how to cope with everyday activities. High-powered eyeglass lenses can magnify reading material. High-powered magnifying lenses with built-in lighting can be used for reading and other small items that need to be seen clearly. Digital magnifying devices use video or pictures to enlarge certain items for viewing. Many books, newspapers, and magazines are available in large print format. Audiobooks allow the enjoyment of books that are more difficult to read. Removing clutter and repositioning furniture can make it easier to walk between rooms or up stairwells. Increasing the number and the brightness of the lights and lamps around the house can aid in vision. Installing better task lighting under kitchen cabinets and stoves will aid in cooking and preparing meals. Keeping regular visits to the ophthalmologist or optometric doctor will keep a check on your eye and vision health. Correcting vision problems in addition to using low vision devices will better utilize your remaining vision. A word from Very Well. If a loved one has suffered vision loss, there are some things you can do and say that will be very helpful. A family member or friend of someone who has experienced vision loss becomes an important partner in the process of vision rehabilitation. They may be experiencing great stress and anxiety when they begin to find it difficult or impossible to write, read, or drive. Now, here are some tips to help your loved one better cope with their vision loss. Avoid being overprotective. Again, help build self-confidence. Recognize progress being made. Encourage self-reliance. Don't be afraid. Ask directly how you can assist. Ask before helping to encourage independence. Let them know you are available and always there if they need help with something specific. Talk about their issues and don't be afraid to work on finding solutions together. Our next article from verywellhealth.com is about how does anemia affect the eyes? Anemia is a deficiency in healthy red blood cells and can affect the appearance of eyes and eyelids. It can also cause eye damage and condition known as anemic retinopathy, sometimes called anemia eyes. The symptoms involve worsening vision, and anemic retinopathy can take a long time to cause noticeable effects. An eye doctor can detect the changes by examining your eyes. Treatment for your anemia can help improve your eye symptoms. Eye symptoms of anemia. Anemia causes many symptoms, including chest pain, cold extremities, hands and feet, fast or irregular heartbeat, pounding or rhythmic whooshing sound in the ears, weakness, pale inner eyelids, pale or yellow skin, and weakness. Anemia and eye appearance. Your inner eyes normally appear red or pink due to a presence of blood vessels. Becoming pale or lighter in color can indicate anemia. Anemia can result in a blue color of the whites of the eyes. However, if the anemia is due to red blood cell destruction, the whites of the eyes may show a yellow color. The effects of anemic retinopathy are nonspecific, and they may be due to several different conditions and can progress slowly. Anemia eye damage may have no symptoms but can produce blurry vision. Anemia often develops slowly and gradually, and the eye damage progresses over time. Unless you are already concerned about anemic retinopathy, you are unlikely to associate those vision changes with anemia, but you might notice that your vision is gradually worsening. Reasons for eye changes. Anemia has several types and causes. Each type of anemia affects your eyes differently, which can lead to anemic retinopathy. Hemoglobin, a protein in red blood cells, carries oxygen to each cell in the body, including the eyes. Anemia is caused by a decrease in red blood cells or their ability to adequately carry oxygen. Anemia can develop due to nutritional deficiencies, chronic disease, prolonged or excessive bleeding, or as a side effect of certain medications, including drugs to treat cancer, chemotherapy. Reasons for eye changes in anemia include insufficient oxygen supply to the eyes can cause thinning of the macula and other tissue of the eyes. Anemia is associated with bleeding, which may damage the eyes. Anemia may predispose you to blood clots in the tiny blood vessels of the eyes, which can interrupt blood flow and cause eye tissue damage. If your anemia is caused by iron deficiency, vitamin B12 deficiency, or other nutritional deficiency, the lack of nutrients can affect your eyes. Chronic diseases associated with anemia, such as leukemia, lymphoma, and liver disease, may harm your eyes. Some immune disorders or bone marrow diseases that cause anemia can produce inflammation of your eyes. Medications that cause or treat anemia may cause toxic damage to your eyes. Sickle cell anemia, an inherited blood disorder, can result in blood clots and blood visual vessel overgrowth in the retina of the eye. Is anemia diagnosed from the eyes alone? A diagnosis of anemia requires a blood test to measure the hemoglobin concentration in your blood and your red blood cell concentration, count, shape, and size. An eye exam and specialized imaging tests can detect eye changes caused by anemia. The features of this eye damage are not specific to anemia. Many of these changes could also be caused by other disorders such as diabetes. A blood test is still needed to detect all of these. So all of that is some good information for you to know about different things and anemia that may be an issue. Well, our time has ended for this month's edition of Connect to Success. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please contact us anytime. If you want more information, you go to ncreadingservice.org. And again, this service is for the print and visually impaired audience. Again, we hope you enjoyed it. I'm your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill, and this is Connect to Success. See you next time on the radio.